Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, ho, 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 my fabulous huns. It's me, the GC. Welcome back to my podcast where I chat all things fabulous. Plus, you guys have been sending me your amazing questions, which of course I'll be helping you out with. But first, I have so much to tell you about my week. I have been so busy. My stepson was at my house and literally I decided to surprise him and my nephew Hayden with the Grinch. So I was scrolling through Instagram and the Grinch popped up, and it is my favourite Christmas show. I've been watching it since October. I absolutely love it. So I saw on Instagram there was a Grinch close to me in Malden, and the guy was raising money for the air ambulance services in Essex. And I was like, I'm just going to give him a cheeky DM and see if the Grinch can come and surprise us. Lo and behold, the Grinch come on Sunday. It was the best Sunday for the kids. They was both here. There was a knock at the door, and there he was in all his glory. The Grinch was at the GC residence. I was like, hello, Mr. Grinch. The kids could not believe it. He was so good. He bought presents, but the presents were proper Grinch style. They were sprouts. There was onions. There was carrots. And I kept him in the house for about an hour. And it was so nice. My brother come over and we made a donation to the air ambulance services. And I've got to say, it really got us in the Christmas mood, because before this weekend, I've not really felt Christmassy until the snow come. It was just the best magical day. And I said to the kids, when the Grinch comes, it's officially the start of Christmas. Well, I couldn't believe it. Later on that afternoon, literally the snow started falling, and my little stepson was like, Gemma, there's snow outside. And Hayden was like, it's snowing. And I thought, they must be playing. I mean, I've not had a minute, I don't know about any of you, to catch up on the weather forecast recently. And I was just like, what is going on? The snow started falling all over Essex and it was absolutely magical. So I put my moon boots on, took the kids out in the snow. We had snowball fights. We made a snowman. It just meant the start of Christmas. And now the kids think I'm some sort of magical creature, because not only did I get the Grinch for them, I brought the snow as well on that day. So they were absolutely buzzing. So literally also this week, I had all my school friends over. Every year I do an annual GC spread, and I had to laugh because I went proper old school. I was like running out of time because I'm always so busy and I leave everything to the last minute. So I literally looked in my freezer that morning and I was like, do you know what? I need to clear my freezer out for Christmas so everyone can have the food in the freezer. So I literally defrosted everything that morning and I cleared my whole freezer out. Everyone come, all my best friends from school. And it was so nice because they thought the food was absolutely amazing. And the only thing left in my freezer right now is a bunch of Brussels sprouts. So it was the best thing. So if anyone out there wants to run down the freezer before Christmas, literally just invite all your pals round and say you're doing a spread. They're like not going to know and they're none the wiser. My best friend Vicky cracked me up because she knows I love trifle, homemade trifle. She made me a trifle and she put Parmesan cheese on it. I was like, hun, I need to enter you for MasterChef. I've never had a trifle with Parmesan cheese. So it was a laugh. The freezer is cleared. I've been clearing down the absolute sides, the worktops, the cupboards. I don't know why. I always love a big Christmas clear out. So I am ready to go. And before I made this podcast today, I was in the shops buying up, you know, all the Christmas chocolates that people like, because everyone's coming to me. I'm like, oh, I've got to have the pralines in. I've got to have the nuts in. I've got to have the Stollen in. I mean, I've just been to Aldi's. It's an amazing supermarket. It's so cheap in there and such nice quality stuff. And it's so funny because when I'm in there, people look at me like, oh, the GC's in Aldi. But I absolutely love it. So today, guys, we have got an extra special guest on our podcast, which is going to be Hayden. He is at the moment in the garden playing with the snow, but I'm going to call him in a bit. But lots of you have written in and asked me about self-care at Christmas. And literally, my caption is, you've just got to do you, hun. Like, it's quite stressful Christmas and it doesn't need to be. Like, everyone's Christmas is different. I've really gone like quite low key this year. Normally I have a tree in every room. I have garlands everywhere, but I've just put a huge tree in my living room and I've just made it look like the Alps. Because I went to Austria a couple of weeks ago, I literally have just put all white snow on my tree. There's not one bauble on it. And I'm loving life. It looks so magical and beautiful. And when it started snowing, I looked outside. I was like, I'm so pleased with my tree because it gives it such a beautiful natural look. It's absolutely incredible. Sometimes it's good to strip it back, but also self-care at Christmas. You know, I always find I don't pick up my phone on the days over Christmas. I just like to chill out. You know, I switch off from absolutely everything. And I feel like now I've got all the chocolate nibbles in, I don't need to do another thing. I'm terrible at wrapping presents. So I always get my lovely PA Alexis to wrap all the Christmas gifts. I would not survive without her. She's absolutely amazing. And it's been so nice just not to have that pressure. And everything's immaculately wrapped. You would know if I've wrapped your present because it's absolutely horrendous. But this year, I am really organized. And as from this week, I can just totally switch off. I can watch Christmas movies. I can make hot chocolates. But I've not overbought this year because I do find people do get a panic on. And you end up buying so much stuff, you know, and food wastage is not the one. So I've cut back a lot. There's going to be more than enough for everyone. And if there isn't, then it's tough, you know. I just feel anyone that's feeling the stress, I think being a woman, you know, you do feel that everything has to be perfect for the family over Christmas. And I've taken on that role in my household now. And I'm like, literally everything has to be spot on. So I'm looking forward to laying my table. I want to get super organized. I want that done and out of the way. So also I can sit back and enjoy Christmas myself. But if anyone's feeling stressed about Christmas, make sure you've got a pen and paper and just write everything down. And don't stress about the Christmas presents because everything goes in the sale in a couple of days. And especially on Boxing Day, everything's more or less half price or even more. So, you know, I always used to say to my mum and dad, especially as I got older, let's just have a look online on Boxing Day. You know, I don't need anything. And I don't think anyone needs anything. Hang on, I can see the kids out the window. 1 minute. Hayden, come and say hello on the podcast. Guys, this is a live and up-to-date podcast. Hayden is outside rocking a pair of my Chanel gloves. Hayden, tell us what you're doing.
Well, me and Tristan are making a snowman and we've now got a carrot, we've got two sticks for arms and we found one big enough rock for the eye, but we still need to find another rock.
Just before you go and make the snowman, Hayden, tell everybody. So if you could see us now, I'm in my office. Hayden's leaning through the window. Hayden, tell everyone about my Christmas wrapping.
Oh my God. Right. There was one time years ago when I was younger and Gemma used to take me and my brother to the place where she gets the presents wrapped, and we used to watch the people wrap our presents.
I said, boys, sit down, have a hot chocolate and don't look round.
Yeah.
What other fun stuff did we do at Christmas, Hayden?
Oh, there was times when you still had your shop and you used to stick me in the front of the window on the seat and used to tell me to wave at people and tell them to come into your shop and stuff.
Hilarious. Right, you can come back in a bit. Carry on and build me that big snowman, Hayden.
Right, bye.
Bye. There it was, live from Hayden through the office window. It's so magical this time for the kids, like literally to see him playing in the snow, building a snowman. It's the basics that the kids love. So like if anyone's looking for stuff to do, go for a walk in the woods, you know, pick up leaves, pick up cones, make handmade wreaths. You know, there's so much you can do. And on a budget as well. Normally I have quite a bougie Christmas, but I don't know. I'm really enjoying stripping it back and going all things naturel this year. So guys, over Christmas, I don't know about you, but I do tend to get a little bit of cabin fever. With everyone on top of you and around, it does get a bit much. But what you've got to remember, it is only once a year. So just embrace it, make the most of it. You know, I'm lucky I've got two different rooms in my home. So if everyone's driving me mad, I can take to another living room. But like, as I say, you know, Christmas, it's just another day. Like, it is a special day. Don't get me wrong. You know, it is. It really is. But, you know, I said this year I want to go to church on Christmas Eve, sing some carols and just kind of strip it back this year. You know, I don't need a diamond encrusted Bentley to get happy. I mean, it would be nice, don't get me wrong. But if any of you out there are thinking, OMG, I've got to be stuck around my family, just pour a drink, just relax. And, you know, if it all gets too much, just go for a walk, breathe in the fresh air and just embrace it. You know, like we're all so busy. And I think, you know, Christmas, get off the gram, be present. If you've got your family over, be present, you know, because you don't know how long Auntie Mildred's going to be about for. You know, just what I'm finding is if you are somewhere and you don't want to be there, at least, you know, whilst you are there, interact with people, have a chat and just enjoy it as best you can, because it can get really, really stressful for people, but it doesn't need to be. It's 2 days out of your life. It's Christmas Day, it's Boxing Day, you know, polish off the chocolates, have your, you know, turkey sandwiches, your gammons, whatever you eat, or just carry on as normal. I read once that Madonna keeps it quite real at Christmas. I mean, you've got to love Madge. Oh my God, I can see my cat. My cat absolutely has got massive. I love her so much. As you all know, she's a boy. I thought it was a girl. And then I bought her all pink stuff, but she's loving the snow. I can see her out of the window now. She's a pure white cat and I called her Snowy Belle, very apt with the weather at the minute, but she was so small when I got her, I thought she was a girl. So did the vet. And then it turned out to be a boy. So she's like a gender neutral cat. I absolutely love her. So, and remember everyone on the podcast, do not get animals just for Christmas. They're for life. Don't think, oh, I'm going to make someone happy and get them a dog, because it's just not worth it. And, you know, it's been really nice to, I always make charitable donations this time of year and it's been really great. And I always feel like, you know, they present themselves to you when people need it the most. And the other day, you know, I made a donation to a young girl, single mum, living in council accommodation. And literally it's pouring of water. It was so upsetting. So I sent her some money and literally I'm hoping that she has the best Christmas ever, because that is just not nice for everyone, you know. And I think it's good to be mindful this time of year. Not everyone's got what you've got. And if you can make someone's day really nice or a little bit special, then you certainly should. I went to London last week. And I went Christmas shopping and you know, I did think to myself, I found it absolutely exhausting because I live in the country now. And I just was like in a really busy shop and there was people scurrying around and I was just like, oh no, there's got to be more to Christmas than the Christmas stress. So self-care this time of year is so important, whether that's playing music whilst you're having a bath, you know, putting your favourite PJs on and putting a favourite movie on. This week, I'm going to be watching Christmas movies because let's be fair, it's the only time of year where you can watch them and, you know, get in the mood. You don't really watch a Christmas film in summer. You know, I heard someone recently go, oh gosh, I'm going to go out the year with a bang. And I thought, I'm going to go out the year with a chill. I just want to chill and it's absolutely fine. You know, if you haven't got all that last minute shopping, if you haven't got a gift for someone, write them a lovely card. Lots of people don't send Christmas cards now. And it's such a shame, but a card and some beautiful words can have such a lovely impact on someone's day. And I think Christmas is a time to remember people that have helped you throughout the year and reflect on that. But self-care is important, guys. So if you're feeling a little bit pulled from pillar to post, just do you, hun. If you want to stay in and watch Christmas movies, just relax. It can all get a bit too much. Your messages have been pouring in and I absolutely love it when I'm here. I absolutely love it when I hear from you guys on the podcast and all your messages have been pouring in. And one in particular came in from the lovely Reese, and Reese said, have I had any bad experiences with brands? And to be honest with you, look, I know it's very hard when you build a big business, you know, and like not everyone loves the business like you or cares for it. But recently I took my mum to the Dior Cafe in London and we were so looking forward to it. I'm a huge fan of Christian Dior. You know, I'm a good customer to them. And I can remember being 18 years old and my parents, bless them, did an endowment policy for me and my brother. My brother bought his first flat. I went straight to Paris on the Eurostar and bought a Chanel saddlebag on the Champs-Élysées. It was the best day of my life. I would never forget it. And I've still got the bag today and I'm so happy because I'm sure it's doubled in price. But anyway, back to Dior. I was so looking forward to the day and we went to the Dior Cafe in London and the service was excellent. You know, you've got to give credit where it's due. But I had to send the food back twice. It came out cold. My mum's fish was pink. My meat had been put under one of them lamps, so it like was all dried out when it come. The broccoli had yellow tips. Then the broccoli come like 40 minutes after the main meal when they finally got it right. And it was such a shame because it had such a negative impact on the day because we were so looking forward to it. And it kind of just put us in a funny mood for the day then, you know. My mum wanted to really enjoy the experience. You know, I am busy and, you know, it's days like that you want to make memories, but it ended up being a disaster. And that was it, hun. So that is, you know, but I'm not blaming Dior. I did actually go over to the Dior counter and I said to them, look, you need to make it a tea and a cake place, honey, because they had amazing cakes in there and amazing cookies. But I just said the food's not working, you know, and I just said, why don't you give the owners of Dior a call and send them down on the quiet and let them try it out for themselves. I think big brands should never lose the sight of what their mission statement is. I know when I had my clothing brand, my mission statement was to make women, curvier women, feel amazing because they are so ostracized in society. When I first went on to TOWIE, I was like a size 16 and none of the brands would dress me because they said I was too fat. And, you know, I thought, F you, brands, you wait and see. Look what I'm going to do. And, you know, now I've got an amazing collection with New Look. I've dressed women for a long time. But then what started happening, I got so busy in the shop that, you know, with people coming in wanting pictures, stuff like that, I couldn't then dress the women all the time and make them feel fabulous. But, yeah, you know, it is hard when the brand starts getting bigger. But you should just never lose sight of the prize that you've got your eye on. And, you know, brands are there to give you a feeling and make you feel special. But like one brand I'm annoyed with at the minute is Scottish Power. They call me every day and I'm like, why do you keep calling me? It's weird. They're like on the case all the time. And I'm like, geez, you know, I'm the GC, I can handle it. But I thought if these people keep calling up, you know, elderly people, it's just not good. Everyone needs to just chillax a bit. Very intense, very, very intense. But I've been cutting back on electric around my home. I winterized my hot tub. And actually, I've got to say, when it was snowing yesterday, I was like, oh no, I wish I still had the hot tub to sit in the snow, have a glass of cheeky bubbles, GC style. But then I thought, actually, do I want the big electric bill? Hell no. So I've definitely been making cutbacks. I make Hayden turn the lights off. You know, he's a teenager. They don't know the pressures of paying bills and stuff like that. And, you know, my heart definitely goes out to everyone out there this year because, you know, I'm petrified to stick a light on because I'm thinking it's going to cost me a fortune on my electric. And, you know, anyone that is feeling the pinch at the minute, talk about it to people. If you're struggling this time of year or you're feeling pressured or you're upset or you're stressed, pick up the phone and speak to people. You know, you've got the Samaritans. You can ring the energy companies and chat to them. And just don't put it all on your shoulders. Remember, it's good to talk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Has written in and asked me, I absolutely love this question and I must get round to doing a podcast on it because I believe in it very much. Thomas has asked me, do I believe in guardian angels? And I do. Yes, yes, yes. So for anyone that, you know, doesn't know about it, everyone has guardian angels around them, protecting them. I used to see a lot of white angel feathers and I looked it up online and it said that you're angels with you. And, you know, it used to give me so much comfort. And just recently, I'm very big on believing in the universe. And, you know, I believe there is a higher power. You know, there's definitely other things in this world that we haven't seen yet. But I'm literally so in tune with my angels. Like when I need advice and stuff like that, I see synchronized numbers. So really weird. I could wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and it'd be 0404 on my phone. I get 1717 a lot. I get 1111 a lot. And I've also been getting 1818 a lot recently. And, you know, for anyone that doesn't know, if you keep seeing synchronized numbers, look it up, put in angel numbers online and it will give you your message. There are angels around us all the time. And it's always this time of the year that we remember our past ones. Sadly, my dad's twin brother is in hospital at the minute and, you know, he's massively in our thoughts and it's just really, you know, very upsetting. It's also more upsetting this time at Christmas when, you know, you've got a loved one in hospital, but, you know, you just keep saying your prayers and you call upon your angels. I believe in angels massively. As you know, a very dear friend of mine took his own life, my lovely Reese, and I have a lion of him. He bought me an ornament for my 40th birthday, and I've put him in the room, in the Christmas room, because I would love to see him. That's one person I'd love to see again at Christmas. You know, I really get choked when I think about him, and he's never far from my thoughts. And just to say, if anyone's having any thoughts out there this time of year, because it can be stressful or lonely, please reach out to someone. Don't be alone. So yes, Thomas, I believe in angels. I believe in angel numbers. My favourite Westlife song is I Believe in Angels. I just love it. There's definitely higher powers around us, protecting us and guiding us at all times. And it's just so important we tune into it. I mean, I work with the wind. I like to call myself an air witch. People think I'm crazy, but I'm definitely not. And, you know, sometimes when I've got important decisions to make, I walk out onto my field and I'm like seeing which way the wind is blowing. And I feel that the wind talks to me. It's really a weird thing, but for people that are into this sort of thing, you'll understand what I'm saying. But the wind is my guide. I know if the wind's blowing in a certain way, that something's going to happen. And something really weird happened this year. Hayden and I were sitting in the garden. It was a hot summer's day, and I had a big decision to make about something with my career. And we was just sitting, I can't tell you, it was absolutely roasting in the garden. All of a sudden, it was like a cyclone had erupted in the GC garden. Literally, the sunshade like stand started like smashing and crashing all over the place. And it was like we was in a tornado. You just couldn't describe it. It was one of these weird experiences in life that happened. And literally Hayden was like, OMG, what is that? And I went, I'm being guided by the wind. I mean, Hayden's used to me. He's grown up with me. He knows all my funny little ways, but he was like, I've never experienced something like that. And I said, Hayden, someone's trying to give us a message. And also, I don't know if anyone ever feels that, you know, if you're constantly hearing a song on the radio that reminds you of someone, or you can smell smells. Like sometimes I smell cigarette smoke and I know it's my nan. You know, sometimes I hear footsteps in my house and I know someone's coming to say hello to me. So literally, I mean, this week, as you would laugh, well, you probably wouldn't laugh if you was me, I've had 3 sets of gates put on my house and they keep breaking. So I'm convinced there's a funny energy at that point of the house. So literally, I called upon a Bubba G last week. I called upon a Bubba G, and a Bubba G is someone that is, you know, someone that can help you. And he came to my house and he cleansed my gate area, which was really lovely. And it was so nice. And you know, crystals were placed around the house as well. I've got 2 great friends that live in Norfolk. And because I have such a busy household, I always have to get the energy cleared in the house. And they came down from Norfolk and they cleared all the energy in the house. And I was like, what's going on with my gates? And, you know, it was just, I believe in all this stuff so much. You know, and feng shui is so important in a house. I'm going to go big on it in the new year. Literally going to go massive on it. I haven't had time this year, but that is the next thing for me. I want to feng shui my house up to the max. So yeah, I'm all into this supernatural, out of the ordinary stuff. And, you know, it's like a rabbit hole. Once you start going down it, you start learning so much and it's so interesting. And last but not least, the lovely Rachel has messaged in and asked me what my favourite pre-Christmas exercise is. Well, honey, I hate to break it to you, Rach. I don't really do much exercise around Christmas, apart from lifting my finger to go for the after eights. That's about as much exercise as I get or walking around the shops. I think Christmas is a time to chill out. Listen, I take my hat off to anybody that exercises at Christmas. You know, I might go for I like to do my walks, maybe a 2-hour walk. You know, Christmas Day, I love to have a walk before dinner, and certainly on Boxing Day. I think, you know what, if you can walk and just sort of keep those calories at bay, you're not going to be upset on New Year's Eve when your dress doesn't fit you. So, yeah, I always think, you know, definitely earn your meal and, you know, don't, if you know you're going to overindulge, try and at least get some steps in. Because I always find, you know, when you overindulge, you just feel so uncomfortable the next day. And it's just one day. Like, you don't need to consume 10,000 calories, guys. Just keep it real. Keep it normal. And, you have a few indulgences. I like to use my indulgences on, like, creamy drinks. I like to put a bit of cream in my coffee and add a bit of Tia Maria. But, yeah, to be honest, darling, the exercise I get at Christmas is just through my fingers, darling, picking at all the buffet. Forget, if you want my honest opinion and sound advice next week, then don't forget to send me a message on Instagram, TikTok, or email. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed my podcast produced by Pineapple Audio Production. And don't forget, I'll be back next week. And guys, if you want to make the GC's Christmas, please review my podcast. Please share it. Tell all your friends about it. You know, tell your aunties, your uncles, your nans, your sisters, your brothers, whoever, the aliens. Tell them all about the GC's podcast and please like and review it. And don't forget, honeys, you can voice note me or message me on Instagram or on TikTok, Gemma Collins, and I will be answering your questions next week. But what I do want to say is go forth, get your sequins out and be fabulous, honeys, and rock around that Christmas tree.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.